This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the Human-Animal Connection Show, where we believe we can communicate with all animals. Join us as we explore the 33 principles and healing methods of the human-animal connection. As animal lovers, we know that you share our commitment to making the world a kinder place for all creatures. Together, let's embrace the transformative healing power of the human-animal connection.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Human-Animal Connection. It's going to be a fun show because it's all about donkeys today. I'm speaking with Suzanne Velasquez, and she is the director of Forever Home Donkey Rescue and Sanctuary in Benson, Arizona in the U.S. And I'm so happy to have you, Suzanne. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah.
So tell me, just how did donkeys become the center of your universe?
Yeah, well, it wasn't the center of my universe until about 6 years ago. I was full-time RVing, came out for a tour by fluke. I was just, somebody just asked me in general. I didn't even know the person if I'd like to join them to go with the tour, because her husband didn't want to go to see the donkeys, which it was his mistake there. So
yeah,
and we came out and I just fell in love with the place. The rescue had already been a private sanctuary at the time when I came out, and her and I started volunteering 4 days a week. I felt better when I was out here. I felt healthier. I was smiling more. I was more happy. And I asked to stay for the summer to help them out during the summer, volunteer during the summer. And they had a space, an RV park space here. And they invited me to come with my RV here. And I've been here for 6 years now.
Never left. Okay. What is it about donkeys that just got you?
Well, what really happened was I had ended a long-term marriage, and I was kind of lost. I didn't know who I was, what my purpose is anymore. If I'm not a wife, anymore, what's my purpose? And I had been sick, really sick, since 2008. I was treated at Mayo Clinic for hypervigilance. I had a near-death experience, and then the home situation also, because of a door, wasn't real healthy for me either. And they had me on 3 Xanaxes a day just to keep me like this. You can't really function real well and drive and do all that thing on 3 Xanaxes a day. And when I started coming out here and volunteering with the donkeys, I felt myself feeling better than I had prior to even being on medication. And as I was here, about 6 months into the time that I was here, I was walking across the wash area between shelters, and I had an adrenaline rush. And I haven't had an adrenaline rush in over 30 years. So I thought I was dying. I was having a heart attack. Something's wrong. John, one of the founders here at the rescue, had to take me to TMC in Tucson, 45 minutes away, because he thought I was having a heart attack too, because my heart was just racing. And I ended up having to go back to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And they told me that being out around the donkeys and what I'm doing with my life right now has brought me down from that hypervigilance. I was all up here where I was already at an adrenaline rush all the time. And that my body was going, oh, something's wrong. You're not up here anymore. You need to be up here. We need to give you this little rush. And it took me probably about a good 7 months after that to be off my medication totally, which is huge for me.
Yeah.
And to be able to function on a daily basis without having that hypervigilance, that fight or flight mode all the time. And they attribute it to the donkeys. They say that is healing you. And I truly believe it. I truly believe it. It's really
wonderful.
It's something else. And that's why I'm here. Here. I have to pay back. I always tell people they rescued me.
They rescued you. The donkeys to the rescue. I know. Well, donkeys have been, throughout history, they've been our constant support in times of peace, in times of war, in times of commerce, and from Romeo and Juliet. I mean, there's so many things that donkeys have done in our lives, and they really have not gotten the respect that they deserve.
and I found that they're almost treated as disposable animals, that they don't have a purpose, and they have a huge purpose here. in the world. But here in Arizona, I found that to be the case, that they're disposable. And people think of them as being replaceable, and they use them for rodeo practice, you know, roping practice and things. And if they break their neck or they break their leg, they just put them down and go get another one because they're disposable. And it's really sad because these donkeys have more empathy than humans, I think. Yeah. And I think they really just are just wonderful animals that the world needs yes. to say even more so.
Yeah. I mean, I think as humans, we owe them a great, we owe them some gratitude and we owe them some amends, you know, for the fact that they've been misjudged, mistreated, and, you know, like you said, disposable. And I think that's the work that we're both involved in. We just recently adopted two miniature donkeys, and they are therapy donkeys and also my service donkey. So I have PTSD and they help me. The level of calming of just being with them is unbelievable. I mean, like, if you could package this, you know,
it's like, of course, but it's all for your chin with them. And people are starting to come around to find that out. We have seen over 1,700 people a year now here at the rescue. We get free tours of the rescue, and they don't want to leave. When the tour is over, we do a very casual, we're on donkey time, so we do a very casual tour with them, and the more questions they ask, the longer they can stay and just be around. And then we have a lot of repeat where they just want to be around the donkeys, and they don't have that wherever they live at. We have a lot of winter guests here in the area, and they'll travel back up to Canada and they'll miss the donkeys, you know.
Aww, yeah.
You know, they watch on Facebook or they do something, but they truly miss that feeling that they have when they're around the donkeys. And it's sad that not everybody gets to live the life I get to live and have 31 donkeys out here that I get to love on every day. But I do like sharing those with those people. But they do. They just help people feel better.
I mean, it's amazing what they can do with no words.
I know. But their eyes are so expressive. That's what's thing about the donkey's eyes, and they know exactly what you're going to. I still have my moments. You said you have PTSD. There's moments that I might go a week and be just as calm as anything, and then one morning I wake up and I'm up here again. I don't know why. You know, there's not a reason why, but it just kind of like you just hit this gear and you're back up here again. And it's usually Jasper that will tell me that I'm like that, and then he'll put his head in my chest. And I'll just love on him a little bit. And then I feel so much better in the mornings. But he usually comes up to me and go, oh, you're not right. Well, nothing wrong about you.
Yes.
He usually calms me down and he'll just put his head in my chest and I'll be able to rub his ears and everything. And you just feel the peace come up over you. And I truly believe they are saving me.
They are saving me. They are so wonderful. I know. One day I was rushing because it was the parade for PAC, the animal shelter here, and we had to go. And it was just disrupted my timing, my rhythm of feeding them and doing water and everything. And I left the house with the car with the two dogs for the parade, and I got half mile away, and I thought, oh my God, did I give them water? Did I? The water, you know, like, and so I ran back because like all these people were waiting for me to get there. And, you know, so I was like in this little just routine stress mode, but stress, you know, and I walk into the thing. And of course I had given them water. I had turned it off. Everything was fine because, you know, we don't want the donkey feet to get wet. It's not good for them. So this was an important thing. Aside from not wanting to leave water running, but everything was fine. But they looked at me like, and they ran. For the first time ever, you know, they just like, I'm not dealing with this energy.
Your energy is just way crazy.
Yeah, it's like, and it was so fascinating to me. It was like within a second, I just sort of moved one foot towards them. I was just going to say goodbye and give them a little pet. No, they wanted nothing.
There's some of my mess like that in the mornings with me where I'm just like, we're rushed for some reason. And we try not to be rushed around them. And ours also are rescued animals where a lot of them had been abused before. So certain triggers for them. Uh-huh. I may do a trigger that I'm not even sure that I'm doing it. But, you know, grabbing their, you know, rubbing them behind their ears or touching their ears or something. And it would just be the wrong donkey to do that to. And that will cause commotion, a little bit of commotion or whatever. And then usually they come back around again once they realize you're not going to hurt them. But when they, the energy and this is just something's going on, like I reached in too fast or something, they will do
exactly.
that too.
Yeah. I really analyzed it after the fact. I said, well, what did I do? I remember I moved a foot forward and there was a slight lean and that was it enough. They felt the energy. They knew the difference between me when I'm calm, which they love, and me when I'm not calm and they don't want any part. And it was, right. Because I hadn't realized it. I mean, of course, it should have been obvious to me, but it wasn't.
No.
I just didn't notice. I was unconscious in that moment and they wanted no part of that energy. Mm-hmm. You know, and so they can really teach us how to regulate our own emotions by their awareness, their sensitivity. You know, I wouldn't necessarily want a person saying to me, hey, calm down. You know, I'm not going to respond. A human telling me that, but a donkey giving me a nuance,
they're just giving you the hug, just coming up and saying, are you okay?
Exactly.
I don't mind that at all. But I do feel bad sometimes when I do go out there and I am a little off that day, that did I mess them up for, you know, I don't want to hurt them by my energy. And then I find out that they're just fine. They can lower their own heart rates. They can take care of themselves.
That's right.
It's fine. And they'll come back around and they don't hold grudges.
We do. They exactly.
We did wonderful for us. So
it's so good training. I mean, even our two little minis, our mother and daughter, we didn't know that when we adopted them. The person didn't know it, but we found out through the looking at the records and stuff. But occasionally they'll have a bicker moment, like, you know, usually it's about food, but sometimes about attention. And a bicker lasts maybe 3 seconds. It's like, rah, you know. Push it, and then it's over. And it's over. And then they're ready to go back to being, you know, in sync, these two very bonded donkeys. And it's so beautiful to be around two beings that have that kind of grace and synchronicity. The bondedness is very, I think, very healing to watch that, to be around.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. And just to see how they interact with each other is very, we had to travel this past weekend, and I had a donkey that went down in the trailer, and I stopped at a gas station and saw her down, and all the other donkeys had moved over so they wouldn't hurt her, and they were just taking care of her. I had unload them from the gas station and load them back, and she pops right back up. She just couldn't stand up when I was moving. She just couldn't stand herself back up, but she was just sitting there stirring all that. She was fine. You know, everything was fine. They'd probably just gotten a little scuffle and knocked over, and she wasn't able to get up, but all the other donkeys were away from her. They were taking care of her. They were protecting. And exactly with the donkeys, when they have a sick donkey, you'll have someone watching over it. One of the donkeys will watch over it. You know, they're just taking care of them. And they just have that naturally, that empathy for each other and the herd and for humans that I don't know if you could copy that or make it the other way. It has to be them.
It's so amazing. I mean, obviously there are some donkeys that are very traumatized, but it's amazing they forgive us for everything. Thousands of years of mistreatment, and they're still nice to us.
We had a roping donkey that was out here, Cisco. He passed away last year. It took 3 years for John and Tish. Once he got here, he was young. He was only 10 years old. Once he got here, it took 3 years for them to be able to handle him and stuff. And he's the first one when I came in 6 years ago. He's the first one that I did his hooves. You know, I cleaned his hooves. He'd be the one that, you know, he just real lovey-lovey. And his life prior to coming here was horrific. Mm. He had a lot of medical issues from that life, that roping life beforehand. And he just forgave us. And we just said he had the most gentle soul ever, because the most forgiving soul, because he loved us. And how that... I don't know if I could be like that as a human if someone mistreated me that badly, if I could ever trust a human again. But he did. He trusted everybody. He trusted everybody that came around him after that.
That is so beautiful. And it's a real lesson, because we humans we have trouble. We don't.
Oh, yeah.
Even when we want to forgive, we're still holding energy. And to watch how these donkeys can see the new moment, be in the moment, and... Yes. Let go of even a lifetime of horror is just, I mean, there's such good role models for healing for us.
I wish I could be more like him.
I know. I wish I could be a donkey. Well, it is wonderful. Well, we're going to take a short little break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about
how donkeys can help us find our own sense of safety. So we'll talk about that in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Hey friends, if you like what you're hearing and want to learn more, check out Dr. Joseph's book, The Human-Animal Connection, Deepening Relationships with Animals and Ourselves. Or visit the website, thehumananimalconnection.org, to book an online consultation. Thank you for loving animals. Now back to the show.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Human Animal Connection Podcast. I'm Jeannie Joseph, and today we're talking all about donkeys with Suzanne Velasquez, and she is the director of Forever Home Donkey Rescue and Sanctuary in Benson, Arizona. So one of the things that I love working with donkeys is people who have been traumatized, when people are traumatized, they lose a sense of safety. And one of the things that the way we work with our therapy donkeys with people is we help them see how donkeys put safety as their priority. They won't put a foot forward that they don't want to put forward. They are absolutely attuned to what is safe, what is not safe. They orient towards what is safe. They remove themselves from what is unsafe. And this is something that humans, when they've been traumatized, their sense of safety gets really messed with. You know, like they will literally gravitate to what's familiar if they've been, you know, traumatized over a long period of time. And it's instead of moving away from what's unsafe, they can move towards it, which is much to their detriment. So this is one of the ways that in our therapeutic program, working with donkeys, that we help people reconnect with what this idea of what we call towards and away, meaning we want to orient moving towards what feels safe and good and away from what is not safe and not good. And the donkeys, you don't need to teach them this because this is what it's in their DNA.
Yes.
And so just watching that, seeing that process, you know, watching them, you know, the wind changes or a dog barks and they just look up and look. But if they're feeling safe, they go right back to eating or whatever, you know, it's just a moment. It's not something that endures. And just watching the whole cycle of being alert, not being alert, being relaxed. And this is something that we help the humans find that in themselves again through working with the donkeys. So wonder if you've noticed anything like that.
Yeah. And the thing about donkeys is that people think that they're stubborn. Mm-hmm. And they're really not. They're really thinking about their safety on anything that they do. Even if you're just leading them and walking them around, you can watch their ears will move, their mouth will move when they're thinking. And they're constantly thinking about that. What I found for myself, safety-wise, is that I let others around me tell me that, oh, you're taking too long to figure this out. You know, you have all these different voices that are telling you how to handle your fears. Mm-hmm. Hypervigilance is very fearful. You're in fight or flight all the time. And I was listening to the outside voices instead of listening to my own. And being around the donkeys, I see how they operate and how they do it. And then I can actually go, okay, if it takes me 5 minutes to do this, to get over this fear, I'm going to take the 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to worry if it's going to hold someone else up. I'm not going to worry about other people. I'm going to start worrying, just take care of myself. And that's really hard for people to do, is to take care of themselves. And that's what they need to do. But the donkeys do that. The donkeys care of themselves first. They do take care of people. If you're walking with them and you fall or whatever, they try not to step on you. I mean, they have the sense to not hurt you. They don't want to hurt you. But that's the main thing about them, is that they are so they have such a strong self-preservation gene in them. That it makes you grow your own. It really does. It makes you feel like okay, I can take their time too. If it's going to, if they're going to take 5 minutes to cross a river, then I'm going to take 5 minutes and do this. You know, I'm going to take 5 minutes and get over this fear of mine. And I find that they're very helpful in doing that.
Yeah.
And for me, it's been huge because it just took all the, you have those voices in your head that are telling you that, you know, you should, you know, I should be doing this. Everybody else does this faster, or everybody else
right.
over this, or everybody else can go into a store. And I have a problem some days where I'm not going around people that day, or things like that. So that everybody else can do it. And you have that negative talk, and donkeys don't have that. They just want to do what's ever positive and whatever. And then, and just watching them and being around them, you start learning yourself how to do self-care for yourself. And that,
yeah,
that's huge for me.
Yes. Yeah. It's so important. And all these crazy terms for donkeys that, you know, it implied that they're stupid or stubborn or just false. They're just ignorant. Yeah, you know, we are here to educate people about their wisdom and about their grace and about their empathy. And it's just so beautiful. So one of the things I love about the shelter that you're with is that the donkeys have a lot of freedom. Can you tell us like the routine of the day and how they...
They do have freedom. We let the donkeys out after evening feed at 8:30 at night. We have 30 acres. They're able to roam on all 30 acres. We bring them in for breakfast. I come out of the house at 7. They bray at me at 5 when I get up. And they're already telling me it's getting ready for breakfast. But I come out at 7 o'clock and we start putting them in and we feed them by about 8 o'clock. They're fed. They have their hay. They each one have their individual pens. So there's no herd feeding being done. So each one of them, because of the history that each one of them comes from, some of them came in overweight where they had an abundance of food. And then some of them had come very, very skinny where they were starving because they were getting kicked off that herd feeding. It just didn't work for them. So we make sure that we know exactly how much they're eating. And we do free tours out here at the rescue. And then about 11:30, 12 o'clock, the donkeys will be let out again after breakfast and tours. And they'll come back in at 4 o'clock, 4:30 for evening feed again. And then at 8:30 at night, we do it all over again. So they're mainly out on the 30 acres. This is a sanctuary home for them. They're safe out here and they run the place. If we're working on a vehicle and we have tools laying around, we have donkeys with us. They're helping us. So they're very social animals out here, and we love having the public come out for tours when we do our tours, that they can get more socialization, and we can just bring all those people in and get them donkey love and everything. So
get them donkeyfied.
Yeah, donkeyfied. Yep.
Okay, so your tours are by reservation only, right?
Yeah, by appointment only. We are a working ranch out here. We have... well, the humans have to go to the doctor sometimes. So we'll go to the, you know, we have to plan our month. And so the earlier you can tell us when you can come out, you know, see if we have availability, the better it is. But we ask for at least 24 hours. Now it's getting closer to 48 hours. We're getting so full with tours right now that it's you know, we're booking up days. So we're asking for 48 as soon as you know you're coming out. I have tours scheduled for in September already. So
okay,
that's
really,
we love talking about the donkeys. And we do have two open houses where you don't need an appointment to come. And one of them's next weekend, the 22nd March. One of them's then. So I can find some information on our website. But we have we do that where we open it up to the public and no appointments necessary. And they do self-guided tours, but we're here. We have live music, kids crafts, things like that. Everything's free. And so just have a good time. And the more people we can educate about donkeys and get them interested in donkeys and learn more about them, the better it is for us, the better it is for the donkeys in the future.
That's just wonderful. And let's give folks your website. We'll do it again at the end, but what's your website?
It's www.foreverhomedonkeyrescue.com.
Dot com or dot org?
Dot com.
Dot com. PetLifeRadio.com. Okay, wonderful. Yes, and what I'm excited about is our two organizations, both our nonprofit, the Human Animal Connection, and your organization, we're going to collaborate on World Donkey Day, which is May 8th, 2025 here, and we're going to do an event in Tucson. We will be announcing the details, as will you to your folks, but we just want to let people know that it's a free event. They can come and get a hug. They can do some brushing. They can do some approved treats that will be so that there's just it's a wonderful experience. You know, come get a picture of yourself and the donkey, and it'll just you know, it'll just, when you have a rough moment and you just look at that donkey looking at you with those big brown eyes, those big soulful eyes, and just that feeling of deep peace that comes when you are willing to connect with a being at a level that's respectful and kind, and they respect. If we come with like 100% respect, they come with 200% respect. They come with 200% love. We come with 100% love, they come with 1,000%. You know, they just are so more advanced in terms of the ability to just connect with us without any terms, without any conditions. You know, they just are ready to love.
Yeah, they're just they're just amazing animals.
They really are.
They are. And I call them people. That's how saving they are. And I said,
yeah, exactly.
Yes. Doing this, or someone's doing this, and it's a donkey I'm talking about. It's not
a year. It's a dog. Right.
He's like, yes, he's been hyper. It's Junior. And
yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. One of the donkeys that you have in your sanctuary, we're so grateful he's there, is Junior. He didn't belong to us. He belonged to someone else. But he was in a situation that wasn't as good for him as the one he's in now with you guys. And we're so happy to see him thrive. And we just started working with him. We've been working with him for about 3 years. And we're just beginning to put people down on a massage table in his corral and let him do whatever he wanted, which was so interesting because he would go around and kind of sniff the areas where people had pain.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so he would just take a moment of just kind of resting his nose on a hip or on a shoulder, you know, a head, a foot, you know, and it was 100% accurate where he was sensing where the person needed the comfort and healing. It's just so exciting, the possibility of a partnership with donkeys based on this mutual respect. And, you know, we don't want them to become tools of healing. That's not our method, but partners in healing, where we are willing to say, okay, I'm ready to heal. I want to heal. And just by loving a donkey is a very healing experience for us, because there are parts of us that have felt abused and misused and misunderstood and, you know, burdened and all this other stuff. And to give a donkey love is a way of releasing some of our own baggage.
Right, right. It is. We actually took JR and three other donkeys out to a retirement community this past Wednesday. And so he is getting out and doing his therapy. We take him out to kids. We have Girl Scouts coming this Saturday to see the donkeys and things like that. So we do take him out and they do that. The hiking, the burro racing with the donkeys, the hiking with the donkeys, that's very, not only are you in nature, but you're with one of the best animals to be ever in nature with, the donkeys,
yes,
as you're walking them or as you're running them. And we found that the runners that actually adopt donkeys to have a partner, a race partner with, they treat them nicer. They feed them better. They actually love this animal, and it gives this animal and this human a connection. And they go run, you know, like California all the way up to 29 miles, or Colorado all the way up to 29 miles at 10,000 feet. Wow. They're running with donkeys, and you have to have that bond between them. And it's wonderful. But all the people at the retirement community came out with some of them had walkers, with their walkers. They all wanted to see it. They were on their balconies looking down at the donkeys. They were all involved with the donkeys. They had a wonderful, they treated us very nicely there, but the donkeys were the hit of this.
Yeah.
They had a salsa contest going on, but it's all about the donkey.
Yeah.
So it was really, really nice. And I really enjoy that. I love seeing the faces of people. Well, you see, oh my gosh, they're so happy. They're so, and they'll say it. I miss the donkeys. I need to get my donkey fixed. I need to do this. And I love that about being able to share that with people.
Yeah, it's just really wonderful because it's, I mean, all animals are wonderful. It's not like one is better than another, but there is something, you know, for some people, a horse might be too big, too scary. You know, a donkey is half that size about, or, you know, right. And it's just, and we have mini donkeys. So it's just the fear dissolves and the joy emerges.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. And you can see it. It just transforms people. And just on the tour, you can see it. And then you see kids that have never seen a donkey or adults that's never been around a donkey, just learn more about a donkey. And then they go, oh, a donkey's my favorite animal, or a donkey's, you know, that this is my favorite. And I really like that. And hopefully we can get more people involved with donkeys, so they're not disposable anymore. So they do have a value here in Arizona. And that'd be a huge goal to meet.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I think if you're just learning about donkeys for the first time, you got to go find yourself somebody who's got some donkeys. You can get some donkey love, sure. or help another organization, you know, in whatever way you can help us. We love your donations. And join us for World Donkey Day on May 8th, or join us online and keep in touch with us. Suzanne Velasquez, thank you for all the love and all the good work that you're doing. And we can't wait to see you on May 8th.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Human Animal Connection podcast. I'm Jeannie Joseph, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning into the Human Animal Connection show. Please visit our website, thehumananimalconnection.org. There you can sign up for our free email newsletter, book a consultation, or check out our blogs and resources. Our best-selling book, The Human Animal Connection, is available on Amazon, and your donation of any amount keeps our nonprofit organization providing life-changing services.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.